بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with the tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf, which is the seventh surah in the Quran. And previously we had completed approximately 160 verses of this particular surah. And we have been discussing the Bani Israel, the people of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and their many transgressions, how they would not abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every time Allah instructed them to do something, then they would try to find the loopholes, try to find a way around it. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would then punish them, send some type of punishment upon them. And they distanced themselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. Moving forward, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another particular incident that had taken place with the Bani Israel. And this was a particular group or a particular town that was called Ayla, which was on the banks, on the shores of the Red Sea. It was a fishing town, and they would primarily earn their living through fishing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed them as a test to them that on the Sabbath, on Saturday, they would not be allowed to fish. This was a sacred day, a holy day for them, and they were not allowed to engage in any type of business or work on this day. This was a test to see whether they would abide by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. But of course, as was their habit, and as they had become accustomed to, they searched for some loophole, and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah speaks about this. وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ. Allah now instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to ask the Yahud, to ask the Jews in his time, regarding their ancestors, their forefathers. So Allah says, ask them about that town or that village which was on the shores of the sea. إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ, when they transgressed with regard to the Sabbath. إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيْتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ. And Allah describes the condition that the fish would come to them openly and clearly on the day of the Sabbath. The fish would be plentiful on that day. And on the day that they did not observe the Sabbath, then the fish would not come so easily. So this was the test. On Saturday, the fish were there readily available, and they were able to catch them very easily. And on the other days of the week, the fish were not so plentiful. So Allah tested them. كَذَلِكَ نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. Allah says, in this way, did we test them because of their previous transgression. So this test was put before them. And of course, these people failed the test. And famously, it is known regarding them that they would set up their fishing nets on a Friday evening or Friday night. And they would then leave those nets right up until Sunday. And of course, on Saturday, as the fish would come, they would be caught in those nets. And on Sunday, they would then take the fish out of the net. So in this day, they found a loophole of not exactly fishing on a Saturday, but at the same time, they were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. So now Allah speaks about what happened thereafter, that there were three groups of people. The first was those who engaged in this loophole. They found the loophole and they did this. They fished in this way. The second group of people were those who did not say anything to them. They did not rebuke them. They did not try to stop them. But they themselves did not get involved. And the third group, they did not fish, and they made nahi anil munkar. They tried to prohibit them. They tried to stop them. So regarding this, Allah speaks about these groups. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِذُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Allah says, remember when a group from amongst them advised another group or admonished another group, saying that why are you wasting time advising such a group whom Allah will destroy or Allah will send a severe punishment upon? So what was happening here, that group who did not interfere with them, who did not admonish them, who did not stop them, they now began to mock at or to shout the third group, the group that was making nahi anil munkar. So the second group tried to stop them and say to them, what is the point of you making nahi anil munkar? Why are you even bothering telling them not to do this? Allah will destroy them if He wants to, or Allah will send some severe punishment upon them. But leave them, don't get into their bad books, don't tell them anything. So this third group now explains, why are we making nahi anil munkar? Why are we stopping them? قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. That we are doing this in order to have an excuse before your Rabb. In other words, although we have not engaged in this act, we are not transgressing. But if we do not make nahi anil munkar, we do not stop them, and we do not at least try to put an end to this, then what excuse will we show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we had the ability to stop the wrong, but we didn't do anything about it. So ma'ziratan. We are doing this, we are trying to stop them, so we can offer an excuse to Allah. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ And also we have hope that maybe they will develop taqwa, maybe they will fear Allah, and they will also stop. So this third group now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them on account of them making nahi anil munkar. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ Allah speaks about those who actually engaged in the fishing. Allah says when they forgot the reminder that was sent to them, أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ Allah says we saved those who prohibited the evil. الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ And here interestingly Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, Allah does not speak about the second group, about the group who did not fish, but also did not prohibit the others. Allah doesn't speak about them and what happened to them. But Allah speaks about the third group that made nahi anil munkar. Allah says, we saved those who prohibited the evil. وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا And those who transgressed, those who oppressed by fishing, we seized them بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ With a very severe punishment, بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ On account of their transgression. So the first group who transgressed, they were destroyed. The third group that made nahi anil munkar, they were saved. The middle group that did not do anything, Quran is silent about them. Possibly they were punished, possibly they were also saved. But from here we can understand that when we see some transgression, some evil taking place, even though we may not be involved in it, but it becomes our moral duty, our shari'i duty, to the best of our ability to try and put an end to it. Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Man ra'a minkum munkaran, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِ Famous hadith, that person who sees some evil taking place, some act of disobedience taking place, then he should make an effort to physically put an end to it. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ If he is unable to physically stop it, then verbally he should speak against it, or he should admonish the person doing it. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ And the third level, if a person can't even do this, he can't speak out, then at least he should now think to himself, try and reflect, ponder, how do I put an end to this? What do I do to try and put an end to this? And وَذَلِكَ أَضَعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this is the lowest level of iman, that at least a person has this worry within his heart, and he tries to make some effort to put an end to the evil. And then Allah mentions the end result, فَلَمَّا عَتَوْ عَمَّا نُوهُ عَنْهُ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ When they transgressed, and they did that which they were prohibited from, we said to them, become apes, become monkeys who will be despised. And this is mentioned that literally Allah transformed them into apes, into monkeys, and they then lived for 3 days thereafter, and they were then completely destroyed. So here Mufassirin have mentioned also that many a times the question comes to mind that the monkeys or the apes that we see around in today's time, are they the descendants of these particular Yahud? So this is not correct. Because these people, when they were transformed, they lived for 3 days and then they passed away thereafter. They were destroyed thereafter. So this was a punishment that was meted out to them because of their transgression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves, protect us, grant us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.